The news is read by Karen Carthy.
At the Paris 2024 Olympics, the men's 10-kilometre marathon swimming is underway in the River Seine. Doubts had been cast over whether or not it would be staged because of concerns over water quality. Organisers made the decision to go ahead with the event shortly after 4:30 this morning. Amongst the competitors is Daniel Wiffen, who's already secured gold and bronze medals in previous events. He's currently in the middle of the pack of swimmers, 3 minutes behind the leader, Krzysztof Rozsowski of Hungary. Later today, Rashida Adeleke will compete in the 400 metres final. From Paris, Joe Stack reports.
Friday's Games action is already underway with Irish involvement. Double medalist Daniel Wiffen is competing in his final Olympic event in the 10k marathon swim in the Seine. Day 14 in the French capital will see Irish sports fans hoping for yet further Olympic medal success. As later tonight, Rashid Adeleke will become the first Irish woman to ever compete in an Olympic sprint final. Her 400-metre showdown has a 7pm scheduled start. Elsewhere on the track, Mark English and Sarah Lavin are in the semi-finals of the 800 and the 100 metres hurdles respectively, while the women's 4x400 relay team are in heat action. Kate O'Connor also completes her heptathlon exploits. In golf, Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow compete in the third round at Le Golf National, while track cyclists Lara Gillespie and Alice Sharp take to the velodrome for the women's Madison. Joe Stack, RTE News, Paris.
Queen's University Belfast has decided to close today following several days of street violence in the city. An anti-immigration demonstration is expected to be held in the vicinity of Belfast City Hall this evening, along with a counter-protest organised by the trade unions. In a statement, Queen's University said it was closing the campus today as a precautionary measure to ensure staff and students travelling to and from the university were not put at any risk. The PSNI has said it's aware of misinformation circulating on social media regarding advice to employers in Belfast city centre today. The PSNI said it had not issued any such statement. It said there would be a significant police presence on the streets of Belfast today. Four men aged between 18 and 33 have been charged in connection with disorder in East Belfast earlier this week. All are due to appear before Belfast Magistrates Court this morning and face charges of rioting. In total, 15 people have been charged in connection to the recent disorder. The Stormont Assembly was recalled from its summer recess following the street disturbances, which first erupted in Belfast on Saturday night after an anti-immigration protest. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association has raised concerns about the scaling down of services at the University Limerick Hospitals Group. Yesterday, it was announced that a large number of planned services had been suspended to allow the main hospital to deal with emergency department overcrowding. The group said that inpatient, day surgery, outpatient appointments and some other scheduled services have been deferred at UHL, Ennis, Nina, St John's and Croom Orthopaedic Hospital until further notice. Hospital consultants said the move would have severe consequences for patient health outcomes and minimal impact on overcrowding. A survey today gives an indication of the prevalence of bullying in secondary schools. The research was commissioned by the Ombudsman for Children's Office. The online survey of 1,000 second-level pupils suggests that nearly half have experienced bullying. It also found that nearly 40% of respondents had been discriminated against and 15% experienced racism. On this programme, the Ombudsman for Children, Niall Muldoon, said the findings of the survey showed there was more work to be done.
The children themselves come up with some of the solutions. It's one of the things we did, and we want to thank the schools that were involved and helped us with the survey. But the solutions they talked about, it's just they need more robust dealing with it, bullying. They need to acknowledge it, and they want the schools to help educate children to be treated equally and fairly. I think that ties in with one of the other highlights is the sort of levels of discrimination and racism that was also acknowledged.
A woman in her 60s has died following a two-vehicle crash in Newport in County Mayo yesterday afternoon. Six other people were injured in the collision. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building, take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be sunny spells and a few showers today. Cloud will increase from the southwest during the late afternoon. There'll be rain along the southwest coast towards evening. Highest temperatures will range from 17 to 22 degrees.